close with three poems with three different kinds of monsters. Lunar beasts and the forever stare on S5th. Some strangers we were. Yes, they were pretty strange. To us, I mean to you, I mean to me talking to you. Right now it's like telling the crimson clock the time, and I can't imagine how time is so still while back there astute dreams relay in their past tense holes enough positive effects for both of us. You are a twin. I am hungry. It's not that I have memory for the street education for you today. My food is yours. Automobiles are buzzing around each corner. If you aren't careful, children with hyperthymesia will run circles around you. This is why. The woman wearing the necklace shaves and the hair collects, and I swear that it's black. This is murder. It's a lace dip from heel to cheek. Body-tubed fabrics. Stop using your nylon to mask what the devil gave you. The bathtub had enough hair to fill from rear shoulders down. A belly for the behind. A mind calm. I think of bellies with children bouncing on them, laughing. In homes like these, with ruptures for walls, it's difficult to tell what's floating above you. Maybe it's an earthquake of landmines positioned to slip off the walls. Once I saw a painting nailed with galvanized spikes to the ceiling. There is no memory for that. This is why I'm hot. This is why I fail as a caretaker. Get out of it. The house. Get out. It's what we chanted every cursory morning and screamed at these children. But we were them children. You're in a coma. She was in a coma, zipping her pants up over and over again. Blue jeans. Too big. My mind's coma, watching her step out of the bathroom like a set of legs on a dope hyena shot with trank dark pails. If you get the upgrade, your rate of fire increases. The body is so widespread and effective, it's beautiful. Beauty can be defined whatever way. A sunset over the water. A sunset of piercing agony. Silver is the way I rub over a set of breasts bouncing above in the bathroom. Zip. I'm sorry if I sound racist when I look up to you and at you like I know absolutely nothing but what brought me here. Someone walked up to me once and said, "Don't put a blame on a nigga." I look at you ticking away and cough coma injections like an occurrence once a month. Bloody nylon, legs wrapped up and sealed tight. This safe requires a lockpick skill of 70%. Otherwise, you're going to give up the ghost. I can't stop you from fucking everything up and losing the prize. The person who made me feel awkward then said, "You're white, and like all whites, you probably think in circles, squares, and triangles. All we have is mush." Can you believe that? Can you believe what our world is telling us? I had mashed potatoes for brunch. I'm sorry the ungendered person didn't say the word mush. Mush was never part of the problem. Dreams were deferred. When you walk into a room with so much black hair strewn, I can't help but think, how many times do dreams get denied? I can only give you form through a reverberation. Chunky soup for breakfast, maybe steak for lunch, blood sweats too, though thick and plastered to our dinner plate from last night. And I know you love it when I use the microwave safe one with the rose on it. It's got such detail in the thorns, pointy, and hey, maybe tonight a little marzipan and fried Oreo. It's not that I want to vomit on you once a month. It's not that I want to chisel those rows of big moon-colored teeth, saw them down until they're only dust and razors to hide. This is how we communicate when you go underground. Your hair gets so thick so fast. I shake my head in disbelief. When I shake my head in disbelief, I'm only pretending for you, in case you wake up early, which you never do, because that's not how this works, and I'm stuck here waiting, wishing I could be as inactive in this drooling mess of a shrapnel town. Walking down those stoops, at 2 seconds per each when lucky, men are thinking about how the probably stepped in dog shit, and they think about how I stepped in dog shit, just like you, every day. For me, there's stigma attached to scent, and for you, there's 30 more days until you can wake up again and get into it. I'll start stocking up on my fatty tissue, collect nylon so you can go to the club without hesitation, and there isn't worry. I'm going, and good at going, to the eye workouts once a day, with the blood-red hands that are both so big and so little, and don't look at me with ears pointed as I start caressing your coarse, dreamy hands. And then the handout. Yeah, it's my friend Jen Washington from the District of Columbia. You have to be struck by lightning or something, or you'll be lumbering to nowhere forever. I still haven't found it, and you're not helping. These packages don't move themselves, but we do. You once told me this. I was a moron, and now I'm a sissy. We understood each other. I can't believe you anymore. Your skin is gray. It looks like a post office or an office park. It is indiscreet, but you are not, and you are not helping the situation, but I am trying. I'm trying to be invigorated, energized, pumped up. Where is the stimulation? Your hands move like molasses. I don't mean to insult you, but the skin on your hands is stretched so tightly over those bones, like it will tear any second. And your hands are claws that are creeping, and please keep them over there and get them off my face. I don't want the flesh of the undead creeping around, looking for edible eyeballs and those last teeth to pull out and suck on for a little while with that flopping tongue. And now I know you're still you in there, and I know how important you should be to me, but you are not even an image of love to me. There is no cause to picture you except out of disgust. So what do I do? Half your head is missing. Clumps of your mind trail behind you. How do you describe the texture of a conscience? When I first played with your morals, judgments, values in my hands, I rolled them around like Play-Doh and felt like I was going to throw up. It smelled like roast pork mixed with cheap sterilization liquids, the blue stuff in the spray bottles that looks like it should be sugared syrup to put over ice in a cold cup in the middle of summer's hottest month, which would probably be August since that's what the world is doing nowadays. I can't stand your hands, which is why I think about other things. I need to purge. It's not even funny. I can't even mock you. I am horrified. When you offered to give me that hand job with those talons, I couldn't sleep or watch videos on my personal computer for weeks. The presented massages, the face paintings, and even holding hands as we stumble through the receiving department on our lunch breaks were not helpful either. When I manage to fall asleep, which is rare, I think only in nightmares. Valve software, works of Rauschenberg set on fire, Philadelphia property abandonment. We used to live in such grassy pastures. We used to be healthy. Now I'm stuck working for you, working for your hands. I am ready to grab the axe and chop, which I don't want to do, but you have to tell me how I'm supposed to get through this. And then finally, this is my favorite monster of the moment. The Boogie Woman. This poem is called Boogie That Boogie. So this morning I checked in the closet, and upon finding the Boogie Woman once more, I walked her, and she was a stark naked person, mind you, down the street, to the avenue, my forehead steaming, and I got her on an express bus, because the bus was on time, and I told her to find somewhere else to sleep. Do I worry about her? Yes, I do. Even monsters that haunt us and stalk us should be pondered and regarded before the eyes close at the end of a long working man's day. But such consideration should only occur with all the lights on and a gun under the pillow. Thank you.